New Jersey's capital city is holding its municipal election alongside this year's congressional midterms. All eyes are on the mayor's race, where incumbent Reed Gusciora is running for re-election against three challengers, two of whom have been foes of Gusciora on city council. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has this overview.
Trenton city government has been described by some as the most dysfunctional municipal government in the entire Garden State. Mayor Reed Gusciora says he has not seen anything like it.
Whatever I propose, they say no.
Fights between Gusciora and the council have captured local headlines throughout the years. Some of the more notable ones include a rejected plan from a fiber optics company to redevelop a historic Roebling factory that left the CEO vowing to do business elsewhere. Intense disagreement over the operation of the Trenton Water Works, which just attracted oversight from the state over chronic issues, and outright budget disagreements that resulted in bills being paid through either executive order or a state directive.
Trenton is an excellent example of what you don't do to manage city problems.
That's Daniel Bowen, an associate political science professor at the College of New Jersey.
Residents of Trenton are very much embarrassed by the council and the state of Trenton city government.
Audio from a May 2020 conference call obtained by media at the time is one of the more infamous examples of how official meetings could sometimes devolve into screaming matches and personal insults.
You don't even know who they are, Mayor.
You're a child.
Councilwoman Robin Vaughn and Gusciora were going back and forth over the role nonprofits play in the city. The topic of the call was the city's response to the pandemic. Later, Vaughn took a personal shot at Gusciora, Trenton's first openly gay mayor. Vaughn, who represents the city's West Ward, is one of Gusciora's challengers for re-election. Her campaign did not respond to interview requests, but she briefly discussed that call with NJ Spotlight News in August.
I moved on from it. I barely recall it.
City Council President Kathy McBride is also challenging Gusciora for the top job. She says criticism of Trenton's municipal government being dysfunctional is a racist and sexist attack on her leadership.
A black female is one of the most unprotected, unrespected humans in this nation. And if it had have been any other person sitting in the seat that I am sitting in, it would not be so.
McBride adds the council is doing its job, serving as a check and balance on the mayor's power. She says if they saw something that they didn't like based on the law, they challenged Gusciora.
If most of the times when you get a council and a mayor that agrees lockstep with everything, somebody is rubber stamping something along the way. So there's no rubber stamps on this council.
This is McBride's second stint on the city council and also her second time running for mayor. Prior to entering the arena, she got involved in the community 3 decades ago after her only son was killed by a gun violence while visiting home from Delaware State, starting the group Mothers Against Violence. One of her main platform issues is to have the city stand on its own 2 feet financially by getting off transitional aid, which is money from the state to help municipalities with severe budget issues. She also wants the state to pay its fair share for the amount of space it occupies within the capital city.
We get $10 million in capital city aid when we should really be receiving triple that amount, based on the fact that they pay us in lieu of taxes for the actual buildings that they occupy here in our borders.
Gusciora, the incumbent, says that to get off transitional aid, the city has to show it can manage its finances well. He says that the city's budget was supposed to be approved by the end of April, and it has yet to happen. While McBride says the council is still waiting on information it requested from the administration, Gusciora says he provided the council with all of the information it needed.
There's also a audit that is done by a reputable audit company, and we've supplied her all budgetary documents. We give them a budget book.
Gusciora, who is white, also says race is not a factor in his criticism against her.
Race should have nothing to do with this, and just the best person should be the one to run the city.
If reelected, Gusciora says he wants to continue focusing on economic development.
We need to have jobs in the city. We need to take care of those abandoned factories on the Roebling Block 2. We need to continue renovations of our centers, and we need to continue the economic stabilization that I've brought to the city.
A fourth candidate, Cherie Garrett, is not on the city council. She's commissioner with the Trenton Housing Authority. She blames the mayor and the current city council for the constant bickering, saying it accomplishes nothing for Trentonians.
They don't realize you represent us. You represent the constituents. So, you know, you're affecting all of us. Look at the freaking city. We're suffering here.
Garrett adds Gussiora is a politician, which Trenton does not need more of, and says McBride was not prepared for the job that she currently has, including political attacks.
She's black. I'm black. You know, when you ran in there, you're going to deal with that situation. So you should have been ahead of it. Like, you know, there's going to be a pushback. This ain't something new. She was on council before.
Garrett works as a fiscal analyst with the state by day. She wants to lean on her business background to revitalize Trenton, claiming a revamp is needed to attract companies to the city. Garrett says another key is to ensure that the people who live in Trenton are involved with the revamping process so they feel vested in it.
I'm hoping that they understand when they're involved with the revamping of the neighborhoods and if part of their labor, that they love to live in it, support it, pay taxes, and continue to be part of the progress of keeping and maintaining.
Professor Bowman says the opportunity of a clean slate for the Trenton government is attractive after 4 years of embarrassing headlines.
The upcoming elections really do promise to bring some change to the city. Lots of new council members are running, and many of these seats are promising to change hands.
In addition to the mayor's office, there are more than two dozen people seeking one of seven city council seats. Only one council incumbent is running for re-election. Bowen adds that one way or the other, change is coming to Trenton. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.